Blog Talk Radio.
Shepherd, shepherd, gentle shepherd, show me how to go. Help me, guide me to green pastures, through the blinding snow. Let the lambs can go astray.
Let's turn to Psalm 127. We're going to read the entire psalm. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil. For he gives to his beloved sleep. And behold, children are heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. We want to meditate for a little bit today on building the house of God. And from Psalm 127, we learn that unless the Lord builds a house, the builders build in vain. They might get something built, but it won't be what they intended to build. And the Lord is indeed, I think we need to settle this, the Lord is the builder. He is the builder of this house. He said, I will build. But then there are builders. I mean, just think of this, that God looks at us and draws us in to be workmen together with him. In Ruth chapter 4, just listen to this verse. This was the prayer of blessing that was prayed over Boaz and Ruth. It says, may the Lord make you like Rachel and like Leah, which two together built the house of Israel. And maybe we think, what? Two women built the house of Israel? We thought Israel did that. I thought that was Jacob's job. But you know, Jacob was out conniving, pulling some fast stunts to get his father-in-law's best sheep into his fold. Meanwhile, the women were at home building the house. So God credits the wives of Jacob with the building of his house. And so in a similar way, God is the one who builds his house, but the actual working is done by the builders. And again, I remind us how God looks upon us so confidently. That he tells us that we are workmen together with God. I believe if somehow we could catch the vision of what that phrase is saying, we'd all stop trying to do things for God. But let God do what it is he's going to do with the builders that he has chosen and put in place. And I believe it also makes us to understand that we can do nothing apart from our God. But then consider this. He has also chosen to do nothing apart from us. Look at how many times in the Bible. God can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants. But we also learn with the nation of Israel that God at times limited himself to the faith and response of his people. So God has chosen to do nothing apart from us, though he certainly could. Before he goes and destroys Sodom and Gomorrah, for example, he holds a conference with Abraham. And you see him time and again having a conference with one of his people before he acts. So in the same way, in the building of the house of God, he has chosen to be joined together with his people to accomplish his purpose in the earth. We read, contrary to what we often say, that Jesus reconciled us to God. He didn't. God reconciled us to himself in Jesus. For it says, God was in Christ reconciling us unto himself. Okay, you think of this, like this. Okay, here is a carpenter, all right? Here's a carpenter. He's doing some building. He's got some nails. He's got a hammer, all right? And so the nail goes on, the hammer goes on. Well, I mean, now modern guys use, you know, those guns. But us back from the olden days had hammers. All right. Now, so here's a nail, here's a guy, here's a hammer. Who hit the nail? Did the hammer hit the nail? Or did the carpenter hit the nail? What's the answer? The answer is yes. Because the hammer couldn't do anything by itself. And the carpenter's probably not going to do much with his fist nailing up studs. You see, God has joined himself together with us that we might be builders together with him. So yes, it was the carpenter who hit the nail. And yes, it was the nail, hammer that hit the nail. But the hammer is no good without it being in the hand of the carpenter. In the same way, we're really no good apart from God and his working in us and through us. Today is another wonderful family day. We honor the mothers, give recognition to them. But this holiday, like so many others, has lost its significance and become very much a formality.